It's the worst podcast ever.
It's all lies.
It's all lies, yo.
It's all lies.
It's all lies.
It's all lies.
Worst podcast ever, yo.
It's all lies.
Welcome back to the worst podcast ever. This is season 2, episode 4. I am your host, Danny Two Times. Danny Two Times. Back again with Janice 2.0.
Yep.
So, guys, we got some crazy shit going on in the news today. Stuff that I've never seen. I didn't think humans were capable of doing such atrocities. I mean, wouldn't you agree, Janice?
I'm sorry, you didn't think human beings were capable of atrocities?
Atrocities such as the ones that we will be revealing today. They are absolutely shocking. Honestly, just turn the podcast off right now, because this is going to be the worst episode we've ever recorded.
I can feel it.
All right, guys. So for the topics today, quick rundown of what you will hear today coming out of our mouths. Oregon mattress store owner convicted of peddling mattresses with a sinister hidden surprise inside. It's absolutely horrible what's inside of these mattresses, by the way. Anyway, topic number 2. A movie you probably didn't know was actually a true story. And there's a lot of inherent danger involved for you, the person listening, myself, and the whole human race, Janice here, everyone. So it's also a very serious topic. Anyway, topic number 3 today, ending it strong with a new segment, celebrity news.
It's the fucking worst celebrity news ever.
Okay, so guys, we've realized there is a plethora of just insane shit going on with celebrities doing weird things. So we're going to make it a new segment every week. We're going to be shining a spotlight on whatever the fuck James Franco is up to, or Bruno Mars.
And for the record, this was not my idea. You're probably thinking, oh, this was probably the girl's idea. But actually, no.
Yeah, it was my idea. But for today's celebrity spotlight, Charlie Sheen is in some hot water. I'll say that much, okay? Pun intended. Little hint there what might be going on. Anyway, let's get into topic number 1, guys. Oregon mattress store owner convicted of peddling mattresses with a sinister hidden surprise inside.
What was inside? What was inside? What was inside?
A time bomb filled with spiders. A time bomb.
Yeah.
That would release spiders approximately 20 days. That's the incubation period for 6,000 spider eggs.
You're lying.
No, this is real. You can look it up on spider.gov.
No, not spider.gov. I can't go there.
Yeah, no, spider.gov also has a really malicious malware that will just wipe your computer and send your credit info to like millions of hackers. So don't go to spider.gov.
Spider.gov.
My friend sent me a spider.gov. I got spider.gov'd and all my shit gone. And I get...
That's an enemy. That's not a friend.
Spiders mailed to my mailbox now. It's like, it's a huge hassle.
That's a problem.
Yeah. So this guy, he would put these time bombs. I mean, they're not really bombs. They're like little M80s or like even smaller than that, like tiny electrical charges, basically, that would just kind of open this spider egg-containing container. He was ruled to be insane by the courts, by the way, in case you're wondering. Yeah, there is no fucking reason for doing something like this. So yeah, I mean, he's in jail now. The damage of the spiders, however, cannot be undone.
I was just gonna say, and doesn't PETA also have a lawsuit against them now in favor of the spiders?
You're saying PETA is in favor, is ruling in favor of the spiders.
The spiders.
Now?
They're saying that there was animal abuse against the spiders.
Are you fucking kidding me? Animal abuse against the spiders?
Yeah.
What? Are all the little spiders walking around in like suits and ties and like, hey, I'm a fucking spider over walking over here. You're gonna fucking walk on my rights. I'm gonna fucking walk on you. I got 8 legs.
Pretty much.
I mean, I could believe that. I mean, I saw that movie with Matt Damon, Downsizing. So, like, why can't spiders do that too?
I mean, all I'm saying is, like, have you ever seen A Bug's Life?
I have seen A Bug's Life.
That's
as well
my
as
whole
Bug's
case
Life
right
too.
There. Like,
that is true. Because,
or that's that's their whole case right there.
Yeah, I mean, if they're capable of like running a little circus show and like creating catapults, and also, you know.
I am a beautiful butterfly. Sorry. Just cut that out.
It's a caterpillar.
Caterpillar guy. Okay, I'm just glad that came across.
What accent is that?
Caterpillian.
Okay, it's a safe answer. All right, moving on to topic number 2. A movie you probably didn't know was actually a true story. Alien versus Predator.
No way.
So
that's terrifying. Are you for real?
I did not believe this. So 49 years ago, Russian scientist Alexander Petrovsky, he went up into the 9th star system behind the moon.
As one does, obviously.
Team of 5. They actually found and contained this specimen. Now, it doesn't look so much like they really beefed up the alien in the Hollywood movie version.
Mm.
But a velociraptor type alien was found, and it is actually in Earth's orbit right now.
Not the velociraptor alien.
Yeah, I don't think it has like the
no thanks
the hidden tongue that has also has a mouth as well, and it's like
hidden tongue.
Tongue, mouth. But anyway, this alien pod is predicted to land somewhere in the Nevada desert around noon PST.
Why is it always like landing in the desert? Like, why can't it just like...
On March 5th.
Why can't they just like land like, I don't know, in the middle of fucking Philadelphia or something? Just like be like, hey, what's up? How's it going?
Dude, if the alien landed in Philadelphia, like, everyone would fuck that alien up.
P-A-T-L-E-S-E-R! Just like the robot.
Oh, yeah, like the robot that was delivering groceries or something?
No. It was like this, like, peace. It was like some sort of, like, peace bot that, like, made it, like, all the way around the country. And then it got to Philadelphia. And it just got completely destroyed.
Hello, I am Peace Bot.
If that doesn't describe Philly in a nutshell, I do not know what does.
Give me motor oil.
Do you have any?
Please insert
wing nuts.
Insert disc. Give wing nut to Peace Bot.
You are out of credits. All right.
they're such bad topics. I'm sorry. Anyway, let's just move on to the third topic here. It is our celebrity news segment.
It's the fucking worst celebrity news ever.
So Charlie Sheen is in the news today.
For why?
Well, turns out that he owes some money to some loan sharks once again.
No way.
Yeah, he is in some trouble, or I guess I should say he's in some hot water. Turns out that one of the loan sharks is a real great white shark.
A real great white shark. This is crazier than when we figured out that cartoons could become humans and vice versa.
One of the loan sharks is an actual 11-foot-long
great white shark.
And so basically, Charlie Sheen is not safe in any sort of aquatic situation. So even if it's fresh water, like rivers, creeks, this shark has adapted to the environments around it to get its money. Because it wants its fucking
money.
You're
telling me this shark advanced by millions of years and started breathing air out of spite because of money?
No. It has to be an aquatic. It has to be an aquatic situation. Showers and baths are safe. Yeah. So if you guys wonder, like, oh, Charlie Sheen, he has like all this drug use history and everything.
Who cares?
You know, it's like, dude, the guy is under stress. Like, this shark is this shark wants its money. Like,
where's
will.
Where's my money, bitch?
Yeah, and the police can't do anything about it because you can't put handcuffs on a shark.
Wow, that's crazy. I can't believe that happened. Charlie Sheen's in the news. Good for him, though. Good for him.
Yeah.
So anyway, I think it's that time. Gmail?
Yeah, let's check the Gmail.
Let's check the Gmail. Yeah!
Okay, we got an email from Terry. Hey, Danny 2x and Janice 2.0. Love the podcast. For the past 7 days, I've eaten 12 eggs in a row, raw, like you said to do. What the fuck?
You never said that.
Raw, like you said to do on episode 2 of season 1 of the worst podcast ever. I mean, that was a while ago, but we...
I mean,
I feel like I remember, like, suggesting such a drastic dietary change. 12 raw... And it's not safe, like salmonella.
Who would recommend that?
Didn't you say something like 1 in 4 eggs are contaminated with salmonella or something like that?
Chickens, but yeah.
1 in 4 chickens. So from that chicken, every egg would likely have salmonella, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know about that.
Damn, Terry. Well, stop doing that. We never said that. We don't suggest any kind of dietary or supplemental change on this podcast because that would be dangerous. So stop eating that much. Cholesterol as well. There's a lot of cholesterol in the yolks of eggs.
And also, can I just ask, like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, I got a question. What are you thinking? Honestly, what do you think? Because that never happened. We never said that. So I don't know what you're smoking to come to this conclusion.
But what if someone told you to jump off, like the old adage, if someone told you to jump off a bridge, would you do it? Like, If we did say eat that many raw eggs and slide the slimy embryos
Wait, there's a JPEG attached here. Oh.
Oh, I shouldn't. Why did it, I look?
It's just him with the whole egg in his mouth and a thumbs up.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's eating the whole thing, shell and all, which I can respect because Bruce Lee did that, esteemed martial arts master Bruce Lee.
Why?
R.I.P.
Why on earth would someone do that?
Still reeling from that loss. Stop doing that. All right, great. Thanks so much, guys, for sticking around for the latest episode of the worst podcast ever. We hope you had a terrible time.